It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, March 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. A blockbuster NFL trade from last week has now fallen apart after a failed physical. The Baltimore Ravens have backed out of a deal to acquire star pass rusher Max Crosby from the Las Vegas Raiders. Baltimore had agreed to send two first-round picks for Crosby, but the trade was canceled yesterday after he did not pass his physical. Crosby had knee surgery in January to repair a torn meniscus. He had 10 sacks last year for the Raiders and has recorded double-digit sacks four times in his career. Veteran quarterback Geno Smith headed back to the New York Jets, the team that originally drafted him in 2013. The Jets traded for Smith yesterday from the Raiders in a swap of late-round draft picks. The Jets will send a sixth-rounder and receive a seventh for Smith. Now 35 years old, he started for the Raiders last year, went just 3-14. He had 2 years left on his contract, though that deal expected to be renegotiated. The move comes as the Raiders prepare for the NFL draft next month, where they've got the number one pick. They're expected to select Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza. The WNBA and its players union held nearly 12 hours of negotiations yesterday in an effort to reach a new collective bargaining agreement before the upcoming season. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelberts and the union director, Terry Carmichael Jackson, said discussions are going in the right direction, but more work remains. The biggest issue is revenue sharing between the league and players. A deal is needed soon to keep the offseason schedule on track and allow the season to begin as planned on May 8th. NBA last night, Minnesota Timberwolves would lose to the Lakers 120-106. Luka Doncic with a triple-double for LA last night, his seventh of the season. He would finish with 31 points, 11 assists, and 11 rebounds. All the Lakers would also get 31 points last night from Austin Reeves, 29 of those in the second half. Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle would lead the Wolves with 14 points apiece. Edwards was just 2 of 15 shooting on the night. San Antonio would defeat Boston 125-116. Victor Wembanyama matched a career high with 8 three-pointers. He had 39 points and 11 rebounds in the win for the Spurs, while Derrick White led Boston with 34. Kevin Durant had 29 last night as Houston beat Toronto 113-99. Durant was 12-16 from the field with 7 rebounds, had 22 of his 29 in the first half. The Detroit Pistons snapped a season-worst 4-game losing streak. They beat Brooklyn last night 138-100. Cade Cunningham had 21 points and 15 assists, while Jalen Duren had 26 points for Detroit. Dakota Wesleyan getting ready to host a first and second round matchup NAI women's basketball tournaments this weekend at the Corn Palace. Begins on Friday. The number 2 seed Tigers will take on the 15 seed St. Francis out of Illinois at 6 o'clock. And the other first round matchup will feature the 7 seed Eastern Oregon and the 10 seed the College of the Ozarks. The winners of those two teams on Friday will also meet Saturday at the Corn Palace for a trip to the round of 16 next week in Sioux City. USD softball picked up a 14-0 5-inning win yesterday versus Mount Marty. Coyotes would score all 14 of their runs in the first 3 innings. USD now travels to Columbia, Missouri this weekend for 4 games against Iowa State, Minnesota, and the host, Missouri. And that's a look at your sports for this Wednesday, March 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.